select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 5/17/67. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or gcp.com/appliances for details.
We're 100 days away from the start of the Iowa football season, which means we're less than 100 days away from people complaining about Iowa football.
I got it! Fine. Let me have it! I got it! Fine. Let me have it! I got it!
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
I get a Serena.
Man, there ain't been a cloud in the sky in weeks.
$100 says I get a Serena for tomorrow.
I'm not sure the Iowa baseball team wanted a rainout last night in Bloomington, but that's what they got. And the folks at Bart Kauffman Field are getting their money's worth today at the Big Ten tournament because they're putting a lot of runs on the board. Welcome in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on three of our frequencies, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on that historic main gym, 1600 AM. You can also listen online at KGYMradio.com. While you're there, don't forget to vote in our poll question. And you can listen to us on your smartphone. If you've got an iPhone or an Android, it's in the iTunes and Google Play Store. Just search for KGYM. The app is a free download. We'll talk Stanley Cup Finals action with Greg Wyshynski from Yahoo.com coming up at the bottom of the hour. It is Thursday. That means would ya? And that is scheduled for hour number two. We'll talk Major League Baseball. Cubs with another win over the Giants today. Celtics and Cavs going at it in game five of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. That's the poll question, by the way. Do the Cavs lock it up? Yes or no? Emil's Hideaway bringing you the poll question. Find him on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. What a, let's call it 16 hours or so for the Iowa baseball team, Alex. These guys were supposed to play at 7:30 Central Time last night, and rain, unfortunately, postponed the game until today. The Big Ten wanted to keep the tournament on schedule, so they played the first game that was scheduled for today, and that was Michigan and Indiana. I think they got that underway at about 9:30, 10 o'clock today. And wouldn't you know it, it goes 13 innings and sets a Big Ten record for longest game in tournament history, 4.5 hours, give or take a few minutes. Iowa and Maryland don't wind up getting underway until, I believe it was a little after 2 o'clock today. We were watching on the Big Ten Network. In between, we were enjoying a segment on Big Ten legend Ndamukong Suh, who played as many games in the Big Ten as Tim Tebow did.
And as you and I did.
But Ndamukong Suh is a Big Ten legend.
Yes, he is.
According to the BTN.
They kept showing highlights of him sacking Big Ten legend former Colorado quarterback Cody Hawkins. Wait, Colorado's not in the Big Ten? That's because they were in the Big 12 at the time. I kid. But we talked about this matchup between Iowa and Maryland yesterday, Todd, and we said, okay, well, Brian Schaefer's on the mound for Maryland. He has the best ERA in the Big 10. Nick Gallagher on the hill for Iowa. It's going to be a pitcher's duel. Well, not so much. We are currently in the bottom of they're currently in the bottom of the fifth inning in Bloomington, and the score is tied at 7.
It looked good right out of the gate for the Hawkeyes. They jumped on Schaefer early. Tyler Cropley had the solo home run, and then they just started stringing hits together one after the other, even Mitchell Bowe down at the bottom of the order. And then I ducked in to get some production work done. By the way, there's an intro for Woodja today in hour number two. I come out of the production studio, and I look up at the TV, and it's 7-7. So a lot of offense on both sides. Here's the unfortunate thing for either Iowa or Maryland. And again, right now it's tied at 7. We have no idea who's going to win. It's a double elimination tournament, and they need to stay on schedule here. the loser of this game is going to turn around and play Purdue immediately.
The next game?
The very next game.
Ooh, so one of these two teams, the winner moves on to the winner's side of the bracket, obviously. The loser goes to the...
They're essentially playing a doubleheader.
They're playing the doubleheader. And there's,
with no rest in between.
There's a chance. I'm not going to say a good chance, but a chance that one of these two teams' seasons ends today.
And I don't know whether that changes how Rick Heller approaches the final innings here, whether you go all out to try to win the game and put a little bit of distance between the second game that you're going to have to play, which will be against Nebraska. The Cornhuskers, the number one seed in the tournament, winning today to advance. Or do you just let things play out in the hopes that you win? And if you don't, well, you rally the troops and get right back on the horse, as my old high school baseball coach used to say. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. We anticipate it being pretty busy today, as not only are we talking Iowa baseball, but it is 100 days until the kickoff of the Iowa football season. 100 days from now, we'll be watching Josh Allen and the Wyoming Cowboys inside Kinnick Stadium.
Is this the home stretch until college football? And I know that a lot of people don't exactly count down the days on their calendar like I do, because I pretty much started counting at the end of the national championship game as to when college football would start. But this feels like the home stretch. Once the publications start coming out, once the watch lists start coming out, we're in a little bit of a period where I'm not going to say watching meaningless baseball, but we're watching pre-playoff stretch baseball. So I think that this right now is the home stretch, and people start getting excited about college football right about now for those that don't stay excited about college football all year round, because I know there are a lot of people like that too.
Speaking of homes, Chris Whalen has just hit a solo home run for the Hawkeyes in the sixth inning, so they have taken an 8-7 lead. If this game has proven anything, it's that lead is not safe, as Scott Unash said when he walked out of the studio today. 8 is not going to win this, most likely. We do have an update for our regular listeners, all 14 of you that have been on the edge of your seat wondering whether or not Colonels manager Tommy Watkins is going to be a regular Tuesday guest with us. I asked on Twitter last night, at Todd Brummelkamp, whether or not Tommy should get a regular guest spot on the program on Tuesdays with Tommy, and Twitter has voted overwhelmingly in favor of Tommy getting a regular segment on the program. And I'm not completely sure that this is in the best interest of the program, but who am I to stand in the way of the will of the people? And it is the will of the people for Tommy to be on the program.
So does that mean that Tommy is going to join us when we come back from the long weekend?
87% of people who voted. There are still 34 minutes left on the Twitter poll. So if you are an anarchist and would like to try to swing the vote, although I think it's going to take a little bit more manipulation than humanly possible right now, 87% of you that went to my Twitter handle, at Todd Brummelkamp, and voted Tommy onto the program. And in anticipation of that, We have
a new addition in the studio.
We have added Tommy's jersey to the studio, his authentic Minnesota Twins jersey from, I believe this was the 2013 season, when after the Colonels were done playing, Tommy went to the Twin Cities and joined the Twins coaching staff for a couple weeks during the September stretch of the MLB season. I told the story yesterday on air about finding it at the rummage sale that the Twins have every year as part of their Twins Fest. And so it's been at home. I have no place to display it at home because all of my memorabilia, everything that I own, is tucked into one corner of my unfinished basement because my office was turned into the nursery when my son was born. And so all of my stuff is just down in the basement. And I thought, why not bring it in and find a place to display it? And Mark Dukes did not appreciate the fact that I tried to display it where I think it would look perfect on the wall over the Chicago Bears flag.
There's a lot of there's too much Chicago Bears stuff in here already.
There's a lot of Bears stuff against the Bears, in here.
But
and speaking of, had we known about this yesterday, we would have asked Chris Emma from 670 The Score. If you missed our segment with him, you can download the podcast at kgymradio.com. The Bears today have signed Victor Cruz to a 1-year deal. So you called it a lottery ticket.
Well, they've signed several other lottery ticket wide receivers. They signed Kendall Wright from the Tennessee Titans. They signed Victor Cruz, and it's escaping me who the third one was. Another former receiver from a couple of years ago that had an outstanding year, and they're trying to find a go-to receiver. I don't know if they have one on that roster. I think Kevin White's the wild card, but there's a chance that this receiving core could be better than a lot of people expect, and there is a chance that there could be next to no production from the receiving core at all. It's just a wait-and-see approach and wait and see how those guys gel with Mike Glennon. Do you know who that third name is? Investigation Coon's going to jump on that. I'll figure this out.
They
here in a
really,
second.
Really need Kevin White to be healthy this year. And I think that's one of the wild cards. The question also is, when was the last time that Victor Cruz was a go-to receiver in the NFL? It's been at least two and a half seasons.
He hasn't been healthy at all.
He hasn't been healthy, and when he has, he's been more of a complimentary piece and or just outright distraction.
Well, they signed his former teammate Reuben Randall as well, and they signed Marcus Wheaton from the Pittsburgh Steelers. So right now, they're looking at, yep, thank you, 2533. Marcus Wheaton was the name
former
that I was
Steelers
looking for.
Former Steelers receiver. 0188 wants to know whether or not Cruz was hurt while signing his deal.
He is just, the former person that used to sit in this seat gave me some fantasy football advice, and this was 2 years ago, and I'm not sure whether he was giving me some genuine fantasy football advice or trying to sabotage me.
For the most part, it was trying to sabotage.
But going into that 2015 season, he said, you know what? I have this feeling that Victor Cruz is going to have a bounce back year. He was hurt much of the 2014 season, but Victor Cruz was going to be the breakout player that year. I don't know if he played a snap.
I kept
him the whole year.
That is the easiest and least hottest sports take. Player X will have a bounce back year because you invest absolutely nothing in it. If it doesn't happen, no one remembers it. And if it does, then you can go around like King Kong pounding on your chest saying, see, I told you he was going to have a bounce back year.
He didn't play a snap that year.
Chances are Victor Cruz isn't going to make much of an impact on the Bears, but hey, Mike Glennon says this is his year, and look at all of these guys flocking to Chicago to be a part of the Mike Glennon era.
Yes, all those guys, all those premier number one receivers, hey, they might be better. They might be better offensively. I like the way that Cameron Meredith played last year, but they still have so many holes that they need to fill, and I'm going to take the stance that I always took with the Rams, and I still take with the St. Louis Rams whenever somebody talks about them better. Excuse me, the Los Angeles Rams, when people talk about them being
your
better.
Your team doesn't exist.
I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it with the Bears.
So if we're 100 days away from the start of Iowa football, does that mean we're about a 70, 65, pick a number in between, days away from Kevin White injuring himself in some sort of freak training camp accident and missing more time for when they drafted this guy, I thought, man, that's a home run for them. And he just can't get on the field for a long period of time. And look, it's the least of their worries because you got to have a quarterback who can get the ball to the receivers. And whether or not you believe some of the video that's out there on Mitch Trubisky, and whether or not you think that Mike Glennon can hold down the fort in the meantime, that may or may not be the case. But a little bit of interesting news today out of the NFL and Chicago with Victor Cruz, the latest reclamation project for the Bears. 20 minutes into the program, and Iowa still with an 8-7 lead in Bloomington. We'll give you an update on some of the other things going on in the world of sports coming up on your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Cedar Rapids Colonels are in action tonight as well. It's absolutely beautiful outside, and I'm glad because I have to do some yard work when I get home this evening. But if I was not working, I would be at Veterans Memorial Stadium watching the Colonels and the Lumber Kings tonight, because lo and behold, even though I'm sure once the sun goes down it'll be a little chilly, this is a very good night to go out to the ballpark and drink some cheap beers. Unfortunately, the Colonel's homestand comes to an end tonight, so there will not be a Z102.9 Mug Club tomorrow, but you can still get your drink on tomorrow if you join us at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. That's right, tomorrow is Friday. That means another KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Stop on into the Coach's Corner, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard, right by Finkbine Golf Course, across the parking lot from the fairway. You get yourself a $2 domestic draw, a $2.50 domestic bottle. Happy hour starts at 3 o'clock. Alex and I will be there doing the show from 4 until 7. Dan Zimborski of ESPN.com, their national baseball writer, is going to be on the program with us tomorrow. Jack Dom, the Mount Mercy baseball coach, touching all bases. I'm sure he'll have some thoughts and insight on the Big Ten tournament. And win, well, I can't say win or lose, the Hawkeyes will be playing tomorrow, because if they lose today, they play again today, and if they were to lose that game, then their tournament run would be over. So I guess you can't say win or lose. We'll have an Iowa baseball game to talk about tomorrow, but we will have plenty on the docket, including the results of tonight's Celtics-Cavs game, which again is part of the poll question at KGYMradio.com. 4:22 on a Thursday. We'll step aside and come back in just a few seconds with that first Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
When you're standing in the driveway late for work because your garage door won't go down, you don't have time for big door company games. So call Olinger Garage Doors, a small company with dedicated folks who are ready to roll up their sleeves and get you on your way. And they only use the best from North Central brand products. Olinger Garage Doors, based in Newhall, serving Cedar Rapids and the surrounding areas, is now hiring installers and service people who'd like to join their team. O-L-L-I-N-G-E-R, garagedoors.com.
At Billion Automotive of Iowa City, we salute all veterans, first responders, and their families this Memorial Day weekend to celebrate their service. Our sales departments will be open regular hours Friday and Saturday and Memorial Day 10 to 6. Enjoy complimentary food and refreshments and shop over 1,000 vehicles, including a huge selection of new 2017 Chevy Silverados. Find new roads at Billion Chevy Buick GMC Cadillac of Iowa City. Open Memorial Day 10 to 6 or 24/7 online at billionauto.com/Chevrolet.
It's 4:23. Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn as we count down the days to kick off for the college football season. 100 days until the season opener for the Iowa football program as they'll take on Wyoming inside Kinnick Stadium. And we'll have plenty of football talk in the months and days leading up to that kickoff, including what we hope will be another successful stop at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago this year. And we'll have more details on that for you coming up as that event draws closer. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Day two of the Big Ten baseball tournament turned out to be more like day one for the Iowa Hawkeyes. They had their game against number four-seeded Maryland postponed last night due to rain. The two teams were supposed to play at 12:30 Central Time this afternoon in Bloomington, Indiana, but the game before them involving Indiana and Michigan went 4.5 hours and 13 innings, so the Hawkeyes and Terrapins are actually underway right now at Bart Kauffman Field in Bloomington. The Hawkeyes clinging to an 8-7 lead. If they lose, they'll have to turn around and play Purdue immediately. The Iowa State football programs landed another in-state commitment, this time from West Des Moines Dowling offensive lineman Zach Ross. 24/7 Sports ranks the 6'4", 290-pound Ross as a three-star prospect. The Cedar Rapids Colonels made a few roster moves following yesterday's 3-2 loss to Clinton. They placed pitcher Tyler Beardsley on the disabled list and sent outfielder Shane Carrier to extended spring training. Replacing Carrier on the team's roster will be outfielder Hank Morrison. The Colonels and Clinton Lumber Kings close out their four-game series tonight at 6:35. Earlier today, the Minnesota Twins named the Colonels Jermaine Palacios their player of the month for the minor leagues. And Linmar, the winner of this year's Bob Verbacek Metro Baseball Tournament, the Lions beat Wash 4-3 last night at Veterans Memorial Stadium, just the second time in the tournament's history that Linmar has hoisted the trophy.
In case you missed it yesterday, we had Kyle Mann joining the program for his kind of introduction to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. In case you missed it, Kyle is going to be the new producer here at KGYM. And I got a text from him last night wondering if because we had a hashtag going. It was called Ask Da Man. His last
name
is Man.
And when you say we,
I had a hashtag going.
Yeah.
And one of the questions was, hey, Kyle, can you predict a college football upset for this coming 2017 season? And he said, Wyoming over Iowa. And he said he was a little bit worried that maybe he might have alienated himself on day one. And I assured him he is not the only one here in Iowa City or the Cedar Rapids area that is predicting that.
He'd probably be the only one who openly admits it right now, but I think that North Dakota State game last year probably opened a lot of people's eyes. And we're going to get into Iowa football, and with it being 100 days before kickoff, what some of the questions that Kirk Ferentz and the rest of his staff need to address over the next 100 days. But you can see a team going into a matchup with a quarterback who's expected to be the number one overall pick in next year's NFL draft, and Iowa doesn't really have a quarterback of its own to speak of right now because they're still trying to figure out whether Nathan Stanley or Tyler Wiegers is going to be the go-to guy, among a myriad of other questions surrounding the team. And look, recipes like that usually lend themselves to upsets right out of the gate, but then again, we've seen Iowa rally the troops and get things figured out. And I'll withhold judgment until I hear Kirk Ferentz in July in Chicago. And you can usually get a good read on what he thinks of the team at that point by some of the comments that he'll make. But they could be good this year. They could be bad. Vegas thinks that they're going to be trending more toward the bad side because the over-under on the win totals for Iowa is set at 6.5. And I said when that came out last week that most fans would probably rush to bet the over on that. But there are some tough road games on Iowa's schedule. The Wyoming opener is going to be tough. And Iowa State, I think, is going to be exponentially better than it was a year ago. Now, does that necessarily mean that Iowa State's going to be a world beater in 2017? No. But the series between Iowa and ISU is always competitive, and Matt Campbell's got some talent to work with this year. So 6.5 wins, I think, is right in the ballpark of where it needs to be. And I don't know. Beyond that,
it's the schedule that I think drove down the win total. And I know we have to hit a bottom-of-the-hour sports center in a minute or two, but you bring up the road game against Iowa State and the teams that they had to play in the crossover games to the Eastern Division. They have to play on the road at Michigan State, who I think is going to have a bounce-back year to win 7, 8, maybe 9 games for the Spartans. That game is on September the 30th. Then they have to go on the road against Wisconsin in November. They have to play on the road against Nebraska. And the two other crossover games are Penn State and Ohio State. This is a tough schedule for a program that has been kind of looked at year in and year out. The national narrative around them is, do they play a tough enough schedule? Maybe the answer was no a couple of seasons ago. This schedule right here for a young team is not exactly manageable. So I think 6.5, it could go either way.
Again, keep listening. You've got a chance to win some tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels next month at Veterans Memorial Stadium. I understand that the $100 a day in the month of May was given away during the gym class, but a big thank you going out to Toyota of Iowa City, our sponsor for that. Now down to just 3 more days, correct?
That's correct.
We've got tomorrow Tuesday, Wednesday. And Wednesday. Local programming note for you. We will not be on the air on Monday. That is Memorial Day. And we'll resume with local programming in the gym class on Tuesday at 3 o'clock with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. They've moved to the top of the 7th inning in Bloomington. The Hawkeyes, 8, and the Maryland Terrapins, 7. If Iowa can hang on, it advances to take on Nebraska tomorrow. A loss would send the Hawkeyes into the loser's bracket, where they would have to turn around and face Purdue immediately. There is no loser's bracket in the Stanley Cup playoffs. We know the finals, and we'll talk with Greg Wyshynski next.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 12 years of service.
Hi, this is Steve Anderson with Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services. For a while now, you've heard me proclaim my obsession with our beloved Hawkeyes. But my Hawkeye obsession pales in comparison to our obsession with providing you efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Whether you're buying or selling commercial property or buying your first home. Sure, we love our Hawkeyes, but helping you is our passion. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City and HawkeyeTitle.com. The team you love, the people you trust. Trust.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm John Ryder. Dating back to 2009, the Cavaliers have won 12 straight potential series closeout games, including 10 of those on the road. They looked at another tonight in Boston when they faced the Celtics in Game 5 of the East Finals, and here on ESPN Radio with coverage starting at 7:30 Eastern. With a win, the Cavs would take on the Warriors in the Finals, which would be the first time in NBA history that the same teams would square off for the title in 3 straight seasons. Today, Golden State GM Bob Myers said head coach Steve Kerr's status to coach in the finals is still unknown. Lakers team president Magic Johnson says that Brandon Ingram is probably the only player he wouldn't move in a trade as the team rebuilds. Lakers have the second pick in next month's draft. They've been linked to Lonzo Ball. Bears have agreed on a 1-year deal with former Giants receiver Victor Cruz. Baseball in 11 innings, the Phillies snap a 5-game losing streak. They beat the Rockies 2-1 on a Tommy Joseph walk-off single. He homered to tie the game in the 7th. Rays blank the Angels 4-0 behind 8 scoreless from Matt Andreese. Cubs over the Giants 5-1. Chris Bryant and Jason Hayward with home runs.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. If you're an entrepreneur, you have better things to do than reapply for funding every time you need capital. With Cabbage, you can be approved for a line of credit of up to $150,000, not just a one-time loan. Withdraw from your line anytime you need funds and only pay for what you take. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 businesses with more than $3 billion in funding. Go to cabbage.com/radio or call 888-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K, KABBAGE.com/radio.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
Up to 50% off hot deals with the Dell Memorial Day sale? Are you kidding me? That's huge! Dell has all the technology you need with an amazing selection, including the latest Dell PCs with Intel Core processors and gorgeous Samsung TVs. You can get a Google Home and Nest Bundle, booming Bose Audio, and so much more. Shop big Memorial Day deals by visiting Dell.com/Memorial Day. You can save up to 50% on select products by calling 800-BY-DELL.
.435, you're listening to the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM. You're doing so maybe on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. You could be listening to us on 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, or on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym all across eastern Iowa. Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Stanley Cup Finals tonight, featuring Ottawa and Pittsburgh. The Penguins, a heavy favorite. The winner of that series advances to take on the Nashville Predators for the chance to hoist the Stanley Cup. And joining us now on the program to talk a little hockey, Greg Wyshynski from Yahoo Sports and the popular Puck Daddy blog. And Greg, let's go ahead and jump right into this. The Penguins are a heavy favorite to win Game 7 tonight at the Igloo. Does Ottawa stand a chance of winning this game?
Oh, I think they stand a chance. I mean, you know, if they get the kind of goaltending performance they got in Game 6 from Craig Anderson, they're going to be in any game. He was brilliant. I thought he was the reason that we have a Game 7 tonight. And, you know, there's a certain template that they're trying to follow. They're trying not to score in the first period. They want to get it nothing-nothing. They want to keep it close. They are hoping to win a game 2-1 or 1-0 every time. And if that defensive system works to perfection and their goaltender holds up his end of the bargain, they could be the ones playing for the cup on Monday.
Along the same lines, what does Pittsburgh need to do to have a Game 5 type performance again tonight?
Well, like I said, I mean, the advantage that the Penguins have coming into this game is the most obvious one. It's on home ice. It's their comfort zone. The crowd's going to be behind them. Knowing the way that Ottawa plays, they are going to rope-a-dope it in the first period. So the Penguins need to go out and put a goal on the board, really put some pressure on them, establish their offense early. And this is the point in which you look at the main difference between these two teams, which is that the Pittsburgh Penguins have Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and Phil Kessel on their roster. And any one of those guys in a game like this can make a play to give you a goal, and that's exactly what they need in this game.
Greg, we had you on the day before the playoffs began, and you actually predicted the Nashville Predators would move past the Chicago Blackhawks when a lot of people were saying the Blackhawks were one of the favorites to win the cup this year. Has their performance in the playoffs even surprised you a little bit?
What surprised me about them was their depth. I had a feeling that they were going to be a successful team. Like I said, when we last talked, they seem like the kind of team that has a middling regular season and then sort of finds themselves in the playoffs. And all it took was, a sweep of the Blackhawks to really put some wind in their sails. But the thing I didn't realize was how deep they went. You know, they're the kind of playoff team that has a different hero every night, whether it was a guy like Kevin Fiala earlier in the playoffs, is now out with an injury, to what we saw from Colton Sissons and Austin Watson and all these guys. Like, I didn't realize how deep they went. And then that also speaks to their blue line as well, where they entered the conference final and three of their top five scorers were defensemen, which is sort of unheard of. So, you know, they lost Ryan Johansson, their top center, to injury. He's done for the playoffs. That's a huge blow. But the way that they've gone about spreading their offense around and finding a different hero every night sort of gives you hope that they might be able to overcome that and win four more games.
I want to talk about that blue line depth for a second, because this is a franchise that traded away Shea Weber. They traded away Seth Jones. They let Ryan Suter walk in 2012, yet their blue line depth is one of the strengths of their teams. How have they been able to do it?
Smart drafting and just smart player acquisition. Matias Ekholm, Ryan Ellis. But, you know, what you just said, though, is true. At the end of the day, the story of the Predators and how they built this team is that fortune favors the bold. You know, there aren't a lot of teams out there that would trade a top defensive prospect like Seth Jones for a center, but they did that. And then the Subban Weber deal, I mean, Shea Weber, despite trying to escape with an offer sheet to the Philadelphia Flyers that one season, was basically Mr. Predator. I mean, like, he was the franchise defenseman, and then they flip him for P.K. Subban, who is a completely different kind of player. But they were smart about how they were building. They needed a center. They got a guy to build around there. They wanted to go with a more mobile defense, and they got Subban, who's been absolutely brilliant and in some ways as shut down of a defender as Weber's ever been in the playoffs. So it's just been really smart player acquisition by David Poile, the GM.
Greg Wyshynski of Yahoo Sports joining us to talk a little Stanley Cup playoffs. Again, Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight in Pittsburgh between the Penguins and Ottawa. Assuming that it's Pittsburgh and Nashville in the Stanley Cup Finals, what could we look forward to in that series?
Oh, man. Ratings, for one. I mean, that's the sexy matchup on the table. I mean, there's no question that the Penguins have a lot of interest, both in fans that cheer for them and also fans that root against them. And then the Predators have become a sensation. I mean, the whole fan culture in Nashville, the fact that every country singer and professional wrestler and Tennessee Titan in town is showing up to these games, it would be a really big series, I think, for the National Hockey League to have those two match up. But from a tactical standpoint, you come back to the injuries. And, you know, Johansson's done. Mike Fisher's hurt. The hope is that he's back when the final starts on Monday. But if you don't have those two guys in a seven-game series at center, you're looking down the gut of the Pittsburgh Penguins having Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and Nick Bonino. And that's a tall order for a team that's been at center all of a sudden to handle.
I want to talk about Peter Laviolette for a second, the head coach of the Nashville Predators. There's been a little bit of talk about him. He's taken three different teams to Stanley Cup Finals. Where does he rank among American-born coaches, in your opinion?
Oh, without question, one of the best of all time. And you look across to the other side of the bracket, you have Mike Sullivan there, too. So we could have two of the best American coaches facing off against each other in the Stanley Cup Final, which would be pretty interesting. But you know, Laviolette, the knock on him was always the knock on a lot of really good coaches, which is that he has an expiration date. And at some point, you know, the players tune him out. They don't want to play the style of hockey he wants to play. But right now they're in the sweet spot with him. You know, the message works, the motivation works, the system works, and they can play a shutdown style just like the Senators do, except it just plays more exciting. And he's made some really smart decisions. For example, when Johansson went out, he was the center on the best line in the playoffs with Philip Forsberg and Victor Arvidsson. Instead of keeping those two guys together and trying to slot someone else in between them, he splits them up, puts them on two different lines, and all of a sudden that move works too, where the Predators have great offensive balance in that elimination game against the Ducks. So he's pressing all the right buttons, and as far as his legacy goes, I mean, as you said, only a handful of guys, including Scotty Bowman and Mike Keenan, have taken as many teams to the Stanley Cup Final as Peter Laviolette has.
Greg, I've seen some people suggest that it would be a good idea for the NHL to reseed the Stanley Cup playoffs. Do you think that would be a good idea each round?
Completely. And the only reason that they aren't is because they have it in their heads that the playoffs are easier to follow, maybe easier to bet on if you don't scramble the teams after the first round. But what it ends up doing, in my opinion, is completely devaluing a regular season that's probably already too long to begin with. And the idea that the Washington Capitals and Pittsburgh Penguins had to meet in a semifinal round when, based on their records, they shouldn't have met until the conference final is a joke. I mean, it is a crime that these teams play as many games as they do in the regular season and perform every night and try to win, and then their reward is to not get the benefit for it in the playoffs. I don't get it. And I hope it gets rectified.
Greg, we have a lot of Blackhawks fans in the area, and there was a little bit of a interesting narrative going around after their second first-round exit in as many years. Is their window closing, or are these just a couple of blips on the radar?
Well, I hesitate to say their window's closing because, you know, we've seen with this team and with Stan Bowman through the years that it really all depends on what additions they make to the supporting cast in order for this team to excel. And that's really what it comes down to. I mean, this year they went into the playoffs with a lot of younger guys trying to fill significant roles. None of them played well in that first round series against Nashville. You hope that they come back as better players next season, or you have to look outside the organization to make some things happen. And, you know, the thing about Stan, obviously, is that he's shown no hesitation in making really big moves. The Brandon Saad situation, Patrick Sharp, you go down the list. A lot of it has to do with the salary cap, but a lot of it also has to do with the team not performing up to standards at times. It's going to be tough with the cap. There aren't a lot of guys out there like Brad Richards at one time where you get him for like $1 million because he just took a major buyout. But you have to have faith in the organization to do what they've done in previous seasons, which is to look at the situation, look at the supporting cast, and adjust accordingly.
With the Washington Capitals, another tough exit for them in a seven-game series. Actually, not a tough exit, a brutal exit against their rivals in a seven-game series. They went all in. They brought in Kevin Shattenkirk in a trade with the Blues, and it didn't work out. What is next for this organization moving forward into 2017, 2018?
Your guess is as good as mine because, for you know, whatever reason, their general manager hasn't said a word since the end of the playoffs, which is kind of foreboding, I think, as far as what this team is going to end up doing. You know, usually they have that sort of debriefing after the season, but he hasn't said a word about anything. If I'm the Capitals, to be honest, I stay the course. I know it's frustrating and you feel like you should blow it up because you couldn't get past the Penguins, but the bottom line is that this team had the best record in the regular season, and they went to a Game 7 in the second round. And it's two consecutive years in which they've lost to the same team. I don't know. I think their window is wide open. I think you stay at it and maybe hope that someone takes the Penguins out for you. Because honestly, if it's not the Penguins they're playing this season, they're probably still playing.
Greg Wyshynski joining us here on Thursday's Todd Brommelkamp Show. I want to get back to the Nashville Predators really quick. Did you think that this experiment was going to work out, putting a hockey team in Music City?
Oh, without question. I mean, the market was something I always had faith in. If they put a successful product on the ice and if they found a way to connect with the fans, which is exactly what's happened in the last several years. The franchise was the problem. They had ownership issues. They had a situation with their arena lease. So I think there were reasons to kind of doubt whether the franchise itself was going to work out. But the market was something I always had faith in. That's an extraordinarily enthusiastic market. It's a party every night. They just needed a reason to connect with this franchise. And the biggest key for Nashville was at some point in the last couple of years, they stopped trying to be a team playing in Nashville and started trying to be Nashville's team, whether it's throwing piano keys and guitar strings on their uniforms, or getting more involved and understanding the fans a bit more about what they wanted in the game night experience. Whatever it was, they cracked the code, and this has been a multi-year build of this bandwagon, and it's the best party in the league right now.
So it's worked in Nashville. Is this going to work in Las Vegas?
Vegas is an interesting one. I was just talking to somebody about this in Vegas this week about, you know, that fan base and what it's going to look like. The thing that I'm impressed with was that they were able to hit their ticket totals without really calling on the casinos and the entertainment industry to pick up the other tickets and to make up the majority of their fan base. So it seems like there are real human beings that are going to be Golden Knights fans. On top of that, you have all of the comp tickets and casinos buying up seats and fans coming in from outside to go see their team in Vegas. It's a situation we've never seen before. It's a very unique market. I'm hopeful that it works, but it's definitely going to be an experiment to see if it does.
As a Blues fan, I'm looking at a lot of mock expansion drafts, and I see the possibility of the Golden Knights taking Carl Gunnarsson or Ty Ratty, and I say, okay, fine. Is there a team or two that might have to part ways with a big piece of their puzzle because of the expansion draft?
There are two teams that are in real big trouble, and it's the Minnesota Wild and the Anaheim Ducks. In the Wild's case, it's a numbers game. There's a chance that they could lose a pretty good defenseman, a Marco Scandella or a Matt Dumba potentially. And in the Ducks' case, they're in real trouble. They could lose somebody up front like Rickard Rakell, who played really well. There was talk before the playoffs that Jacob Silverberg could be that guy, but I think he played well enough where he's now going to be, you know, protected status kind of player. But on the blue line, they can only protect three defensemen. One of them has to be Kevin Bieksa because there's no move clause, which means that, you know, unless they kick something Vegas's way to keep them off of selecting a Sammy Vatanen or someone of that nature, Manson on the blue line, they might look to have to trade one of these guys in the off season. They're in a really tough spot because of how many no move clauses they have. And if you have a no move clause, you have to be protected in the expansion draft.
Greg, thanks for the time as always. Enjoy Game 7 tonight and enjoy the Stanley Cup Finals once we finally get to
it. It'll be fun. Hopefully Penguins Predators. I think that'll be one that people would really dig. Otherwise, well, we'll all root for the Predators against a super boring team.
All right, even me, the Blackhawks fan. Greg, we appreciate it as always. Greg Wyshynski from Yahoo Sports and the Puck Daddy blog, one of the more popular hockey sites on the internet. 450. We'll give you an update on Iowa baseball and their journey at the Big Ten tournament. They've hit a roadblock at the moment. We'll tell you what that is when we return after this.
April showers bring May dollars. KGYM is giving you a chance to win cash each day in May with $100 a day in the month of May. Listen each day to Mike and Mike in the Morning for a phrase from the show. Then later on the gym class in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, we'll play that morning's phrase and caller number 6 will win $100. $100 a day in the month of May. Sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City. Right here on KGYM.
Flat Screen Thursdays are even bigger in 2017. Every Thursday home game, fans can get a free raffle ticket for a chance to win one of three 40-inch flat screen TVs sponsored by First Federal Credit Union. Fans can also enjoy our Thirsty Thursday specials of $2 12-ounce regular draft beers and 20-ounce bottled soda and water every Thursday. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This Memorial Day, shopping at Deary Brothers Ford Lincoln of Iowa City will really pay off. And we mean
big time.
Now through 3 p.m. on Memorial Day, save on every vehicle, new or used. Any type of vehicle you're looking for, we have it.
Cars, trucks, SUVs, and crossovers.
All marked at prices you just gotta see to believe.
Used cars starting at $33.95.
Up to 9,000 off new cars.
New Ford Escape starting at $19,967.
0% financing for 72 months. Now through Memorial Day, open 9 to 3 Monday at Deary Ford, Iowa City.
Or online at DearyFord.com.
It's 100 days until the kickoff of the Iowa football season. What are the biggest questions that you think Kirk Ferentz and his staff have to figure out between now and the Wyoming game? We'll take those texts and calls coming up in just a few minutes to 319-366-1600. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. Jeff Downing, our associate producer on the other side of the glass, ready at a moment's notice to hook you up with some Cedar Rapids Colonels tickets tonight. We'll do that before 7 o'clock. And speaking of baseball, there's baseball being played in Bloomington, Indiana today. How are the Hawkeyes doing at the Big Ten Tournament? We'll tell you now during a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one. Day 2 of the Big Ten Tournament. Actually, more like day 1 for the Hawkeyes. They were scheduled to play the number 4 seed Maryland Terrapins last night. But that game got rained out, so instead they played today, but they did so after Indiana and Michigan. Well, that game wound up going 13 innings and lasting 4.5 hours. Needless to say, it could be a long day for the Hawkeyes, who, if they were to lose, would have to turn around and play Purdue immediately in the loser's bracket. Right now, the Hawkeyes were up 7-6, but in the 7th inning, Maryland's Marty Costas hit a solo home run, the 6th home run of the game, and it is now tied at 8 runs apiece. The Iowa State football program landed another in-state commitment, this time from West Des Moines Dowling offensive lineman Zach Ross. 24/7 Sports ranks the 6'4", 290-pound Ross as a three-star prospect. The Minnesota Twins today named Colonels infielder Jermaine Palacios their minor league player of the month. They also made a couple roster moves after last night's 3-2 loss to Clinton, placing Tyler Beardsley on the disabled list and sending outfielder Shane Carrier to extended spring training. Hank Morrison takes his place on the Colonels roster. He was a 22nd round pick of the Twins last year. It'll be the Colonels and the Lumber Kings again tonight as they close out their four-game series with a 6:35 first pitch. And if you'd like to go see the Cedar Rapids Colonels next month as they take on the Burlington Bees at Veterans Memorial Stadium, be caller number 6 right now to 319-366-1600. And those Colonels tickets are going to be yours. Again, caller number 6, 366-1600. Woodja on the way in hour number 2 as well. We'll talk a little NBA basketball with the Celtics and the Cavaliers set to play tonight in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Does Cleveland wrap this thing up tonight? That is essentially the poll question at KGYM Radio today. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. You can find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot.
So 100 days away from college football, and I think a lot of Iowa fans, at least the Iowa fans that I've talked to, are really not knowing how to feel at this point. You brought it up. On one hand, there are a lot of question marks around this team more than in past years, and there have been question marks around teams from the past years as well. On the other hand, like you said, Kirk Ferentz seems to be able to rally the troops when there aren't a lot of expectations around this team, but there are 100 days until the beginning of or until the Iowa Hawkeyes take the field against the Wyoming Cowboys, and they're going to have to take on a potential top 5, top 10 quarterback in next year's NFL draft. And right now, you don't know who the quarterback is. You don't know who's going to be the leading receiver or if Matt Vandenberg is going to come back healthy. There are a lot of questions with this offense, especially at some of the most important positions, not to mention the new offensive coordinator in Brian Ferentz. So a lot more questions than answers at this point, and only 100 days until the Iowa Hawkeyes take the field. And I think that's creating a lot of angst in the Iowa Hawkeye fan base.
What are your biggest questions about the Iowa Hawkeyes heading into the 2017 season now that we're 100 days away from kickoff at Kinnick Stadium? 319-366-1600. We'll get to your texts and your questions coming up in the top of hour number 2. The Colonel's tickets look like they've been claimed, so congratulations going out to our winner. And again, the Colonels wrapping up that four-game homestand with the Clinton Lumber Kings tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium, 6:35 first pitch. And it looks like Amy from North Liberty was our winner tonight. So just be spending a little time at the ballpark. And telling you what, it is a beautiful night for baseball and then some. We'll give you an update on the Hawkeyes. Plus, Tyler Rider may be headed back to the state of Iowa. It involves the Iowa State basketball team. We'll give you details on just exactly why that could be happening when hour number 2 of the program kicks off after this.
Greeny, you know how to win at business?
Tell me how.
Show up early for meetings. That way everybody who's only on time looks like slackers.
Well, I got a better way to win at business.
What's that?
Instant free nights at La Quinta Inns and Suites. You can show up with no advance reservation and redeem your La Quinta return.